Good morning. Welcome to Builders Briefing for April 20th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed show today. A breakthrough in client-side AI inference, some critical security news, and a bunch of really nice developer tools.
Yeah, today's lineup is great. And honestly, the lead story has me pretty excited as someone who's been watching WebAssembly evolve for years.
So let's jump right into it. The big story today is a new technique for zero-copy GPU inference from WebAssembly on Apple Silicon. In plain terms, someone figured out how to map metal GPU buffers directly into WASM's linear memory space, which eliminates the memory copy overhead that's been the bottleneck for running ML models in the browser.
Right, and what's wild is that memory copying has been this dirty secret of WASM ML for years. Everyone demos a model running in the browser, and it looks cool, but under the hood, you're burning time-shuttling data between the GPU and the WASM sandbox. This just removes that wall.
Exactly. And the proof point is incredible. There's a ShowHN project that runs Gemma 4, a multi-billion parameter model, entirely in the browser to generate Excaledra diagrams from text prompts. The model is 3.1 gigabytes. No server round trip.
That's not a toy demo anymore. That's a real application doing real generative work on the client. If you're shipping AI features behind an API today, and your users are on Apple devices, you should seriously be prototyping a local first path. The latency and privacy wins are enormous.
And the portability angle is key. You ship one WASM artifact and it runs fast on every Apple Silicon device. Mac, iPad, eventually iPhone. The prediction in the briefing is that local-first AI shifts from philosophy to shipping default within 6 months, and I actually buy that.
I do too. WebGPU is maturing. Apple Silicon dominates developer laptops. The pieces are all in place now.
Sticking with AI, there's a great repo called MiniMind that lets you train a 64 million parameter GPT from scratch in about 2 hours on a single consumer GPU.
That's interesting because it's not about building a production model. It's about understanding. If you're teaching a class or onboarding junior ML engineers, running through the full training pipeline end-to-end in 2 hours on your own hardware is incredibly valuable. You actually see every step.
And on the design tool front, there's a really heated discussion around Anthropic's Claude design tool. 283 points. 185 comments on Hacker News. Lots of real UX critique.
Yeah, I skimmed that thread. If you're evaluating AI design tools for your workflow, it's worth reading before you commit. The community is flagging genuine gaps, not just nitpicking.
All right, let's talk developer tools, because there are three that I think pair together beautifully. First, Delta. It replaces your Git diff pager with syntax highlighted, side-by-side diffs. Then Atuin, which syncs your shell history across machines with encrypted SQLite. And Zoxide, a smarter CD command that learns your directory habits.
Oh, I already use Zoxide, and it's one of those tools where you wonder how you ever lived without it. But pairing it with Atuin is the real move. You get smart directory jumping and full command history search everywhere. If you're optimizing your terminal this week, install both. It'll shave real seconds off every session, which adds up fast.
There's also Shader Lab, a ShowHN tool that gives you a Photoshop-like visual editor for building shaders. Layer-based, no raw GLSL required. If you're doing WebGL or WebGPU work and you're not a shader wizard, this is a big deal.
That pairs nicely with the WASM Metal story too, right? The whole WebGPU ecosystem is getting more accessible at every layer.
Great point. Now for launches. The highest engagement repo today is FinCEP Terminal, an open-source Bloomberg-style finance terminal. 5.8 thousand stars. It does market analytics, research tools, economic data, all interactive.
If you're in fintech or even just building internal dashboards that need market data, this could save you months. Bloomberg terminals cost $24,000 a year per seat, so an open-source alternative with real community momentum is a big deal.
Also worth flagging, Lance is a self-hosted dashboard that unifies RSS feeds, bookmarks, weather, and service monitoring in one clean interface. Weekend project that pays off daily.
I love those kinds of tools. The ones where you spend 2 hours on a Saturday and then use them every single morning.
Okay, now the serious stuff. 2 security items today, and I want people to actually act on these. First, Vercel confirmed a breach of their internal systems.
Yeah, this is a rotate first, ask questions later situation. If you deploy on Vercel, go rotate your tokens and API keys right now. Audit your deployment logs. Details are still sparse, but the platform is so widely used that you just can't afford to wait.
Second one, Notion is leaking editor email addresses on all public pages. If your team uses Notion for public docs, wikis, job postings, anything public-facing, you are exposing internal email addresses right now.
That's a rough one, because so many teams use Notion for exactly that. Switch sensitive pages to private immediately, or move your public-facing content to a different platform. This is an active leak, not a theoretical risk.
Quick hits before we wrap. NASA shut off another Voyager 1 instrument to keep the spacecraft alive, which is both heartbreaking and incredible engineering. NIST created lasers that can produce any wavelength on tiny circuits. And there's a great piece on why pause menus in games are surprisingly tricky to engineer.
The pause menu one is so good. You'd think it's trivial, but game devs explain all the edge cases. Audio, physics, networking, animation state. It's a rabbit hole. Also, the archive of Byte magazine starting from issue 1 in 1975? Chef's kiss for anyone who loves computing history.
All right, here's your takeaway for today. 2 things to act on. First, client-side AI inference just crossed the usability threshold. 0 copy WASM plus Metal, a 3-gig model running in-browser. If you're building AI features on Apple platforms, allocate a spike this week to prototype a local first path.
And second, go handle your security hygiene right now. Rotate your Vercel credentials, audit your Notion public pages for leaked emails. These are platforms people trust implicitly, and that trust is exactly what makes it easy to let things slip.
That's the show for today. All the links are in the briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, go build something and maybe rotate a few keys while you're at it.
Rotate first, code second. See you all tomorrow.